With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly insisting he would not pardon his son, stating emphatically that no one is above the law, President Biden has done it.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And congressional Republicans chiming in on the pardon. On social media, Senator Chuck Grassley says he is shocked, adding he actually believed President Biden when Biden said he would not pardon Hunter. President-elect Trump refers to the pardon as an abuse, a miscarriage of justice. The FBI could be in for a seismic shakeup should the president's nominee for bureau director win confirmation. Former public defender Kash Patel has also worked as a House Intelligence Committee staff member and as Pentagon chief of staff. Also at SRNnews.com, dig they must. Across parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania, people digging out from beneath feet of lake effect snow. Erie County, Pennsylvania County Executive Brenton Davis says, we're from the government and we're here to help.
Folks find themselves in a power outage, things where they need to seek warmth, seek shelter. We can make arrangements. The National Guard will be available to transport folks to shelter. If anybody's watching this, they're stranded in a vehicle, they can call the non-emergency line. They can message any social media platform.
Davis speaking with WJET 24, Fox 66, also digging out across parts of the Midwest as well. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 46 points. This is SRN News. Hanukkah comes late this year.
The holiday begins on Christmas night and runs through January 2nd. It's tied to the Jewish calendar and so moves around year to year. Jews around the world are hoping that hostilities between Israel and her terrorist neighbors will be concluded soon, as they have been casting a pall over each holiday since the Hamas attack of October 2023. Hanukkah celebrates the recapture of the temple in Jerusalem from the Greeks in 164 B.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers rainbow pierogi and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market specializing in pornography. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are also under tight security. This is SRN News. Coast Guard searching for five people after a fishing boat got into trouble in stormy weather and rough seas off Juneau, Alaska.
The crew of the approximately 50-foot boat, the Windwalker, sent a mayday call that the vessel was overturning around 12:10 a.m. But the Coast Guard's attempts to get more information from the crew went unanswered, according to a Coast Guard press release. The Windwalker capsized on waters off Point Coverdon, southwest of Juneau. Seven cold water immersion suits and two strobe lights were found in the water in the search area. The Coast Guard said the people who knew the crew of the Windwalker said that there were five people aboard, but officials have not yet been able to confirm that number. Bernie Bennett reporting.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Ukraine for the first time in more than 2.5 years. Today's visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Zelensky for having a phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Scholz says Germany plans to deliver more military aid this month. SRNnews.com.